So we are going to go and check out this area. We've literally just walked past and spotted what looks like a cave system, crucifix on top, and there appears to be a public footpath. So we're just going to follow it up, see if we can actually walk over there.
Yeah, I think you can. I think just round here.
I feel like this is the set of a film.
This is really cool.
Hi, baby. Are you friendly? You don't sound... You sound angry.
Are you angry at us?
Yeah, I don't want... Well, I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to A&E in Malta.
He's telling us to follow him.
Oh my God, are you the guy?
He's the one who's going to show us. He's going to show us. Yes, he's going to show us. Look, he's like, this way, children.
Now, as I'm sure many of you know, Malta is famous for its cave systems. There is an intricate network of underground passageways and ancient temples that are underneath our feet. All these little entrances and stone holes and passageways that no doubt lead into some underground networks around the area. So we're going to go and check this out, see if there's anything interesting. Now, they have put a crucifix on top of this, which makes me think that there's some significance to it, or it could just be that it's a high vantage point and a good place to put the cross.
So by the looks of it, the cave systems are so common around here. This is just some storage. That's all it is, look. Pallets, a fridge freezer.
If we're finding someone's secret crack.
What's in there? Okay, whatever. Some pallets and a suspicious fridge. It's just extra storage space. Up here you got another cave system and it's literally just slapped some drums and old building equipment. Oh, let's see. Oh my.
But it's certainly okay. Are we gonna go find out how deep this is? I don't need it yet.
Is it dry? Oh my days. That can... Dude, I would love to be homeless in Malta.
Right. Well, that's not creepy.
Look at that. So, like... Again, this is what's interesting about Malta, is we just popped into this place on a whim. Like, we literally just came here because we saw it in the distance. And it's a pretty vast network of tunnels that they just seem to be using for the purposes of storage. Obviously very old and built in an ancient time, but this is just, like, it's like building equipment. Yeah, this is weird. Creepy chair, just sitting here, that looks incredibly worn. This is what you have in Malta everywhere. These people were building vast subterranean networks underground, many of which now are just used, as you can see, for storage by the locals. But they still tell a very interesting story about the indigenous people of this place. So down here, we've got another example. As you can see, like, we literally just came up from this area here where you've got the cave systems that we spotted. And here is an even deeper element of it that we can't really explore. Just showing you that this goes a lot further than meets the eye. It makes you wonder where exactly all of these little paths and passageways lead to.
Check out this cactus. I've never seen one do this before. It's like a vine. It's almost like a parasitic vine. It's literally climbing all the way up this tree, all the way up.
Like, through here? What? I don't come from a country with cacti, so, like, this is genuinely weird to me. But still, I've been to other countries. I've never seen one. Look, it's still up there. This whole tree's been enveloped by it. Interesting.